This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Most discussions of the cuts or attempted cuts in federal government spending and jobs lack context. They fail to note that the roughly $7.1 trillion being spent today is 47% higher than the $4.8 trillion spending level at the beginning of 2020 before the COVID surge occurred. This is after accounting for the huge declines in spending that occurred as the temporary programs expired. The fact that the federal government's spending is on an unsustainable path is well known and generally acknowledged. What's less well known is that the COVID up-down swing landed us on a higher and faster trajectory of spending growth. And so the notion of a cut in spending, always a nebulous concept in the Washington Beltway, has been rendered even more meaningless. Compared to what, as economist Thomas Sowell likes to say, there's little good to say about the often crude and painful nature of announced plans for federally funded operations, yet the unspoken alternative is even worse. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.